Ever get that like little pang of anxiety when you're about to hit buy on one of those shopping apps?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if it's, something you've been eyeing for a while.
Yeah. Or it's like a big purchase, or you don't want it to mess up. You want it to go through.
We're so close to the finish line.
Exactly. And that brings us to what we're diving into today. End-to-end testing. Specifically for all those mobile e-commerce apps we're using, I mean, all the time these days, right?
It's become second nature for most of us.
It really has. And essentially, end-to-end testing just means simulating the entire journey a user takes on an app, literally from start to finish. Things scrolling, browsing, adding to cart, the whole nine yards, all the way to making that purchase and getting that confirmation.
And it's especially crucial for these e-commerce apps. Because unlike, say, a simple game where a bug might just be annoying, here, a bug can literally mean lost sales, lost revenue, damaged trust.
Yeah, no one's going to stick around if that checkout process freezes up on them.
Exactly. And with mobile shopping, I mean, it's pretty much the dominant force in e-commerce now, isn't it? So a smooth, seamless mobile experience, it's not just nice to have anymore. It's like table stakes.
All right, so let's unpack why end-to-end testing is SO vital in this specific domain. I mean, we all know bugs are bad, but what makes it SO critical for mobile e-commerce?
Well, like I just touched on, the sheer volume of shopping happening on our phones and tablets is huge, right? Recent studies show that it's over 70% of all e-commerce sales now.
Wow, over 70.
Yeah. So every little hitch, every second of delay, it directly translates to a potential revenue lost. Imagine you've meticulously filled your cart, you're excited to check out, and bam, the app crashes. Yep. Or the payment processing gets stuck.
Oh, I've been there. It's the worst.
The worst. You're likely to just abandon it, right?
Probably go to a competitor.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to avoid here.
For sure. Okay, so given all that, when we talk about end-to-end testing for these apps, what are the big buckets we're looking at? What needs to be rock solid?
Think of it like four pillars, okay? We've got functionality, performance, usability, and then, of course, the big one, security.
Okay, break those down for me. Functionality first.
So functionality, it's the most fundamental level. Does the app actually do what it's designed to do? Can you browse products? Can you add them to your cart? Apply promo codes if you have one? Choose shipping options, all of that, and then actually complete the purchase.
Right, but it's got to work smoothly too, oh.
You're jumping ahead. That's our next pillar, performance. So it's not enough for it to just technically work. It needs to be fast, needs to be responsive, especially these days, right? People have zero patience for lag.
Especially on mobile. If I'm out and about and trying to quickly, buy something, I don't want to wait.
Nope. And there's data to back this up. Even a 1 second delay in page load time can make people abandon their carts. Like 7% of people will just bounce.
So speed is key. And then what about the feel of the app itself, the overall experience?
That's usability. Is it intuitive to navigate? Can you find what you need easily? Is the search function good? Are product descriptions clear? All of that contributes to whether someone actually enjoys using the app,
And if they enjoy it, they're more likely to come back and buy more stuff.
Bingo! It builds loyalty.
And last but certainly not least, especially in e-commerce, we got to talk security.
Oh, absolutely paramount. You're dealing with people's payment info, personal details. It's all got to be locked down tight. We're talking encryption at every stage, thinking like a hacker to find vulnerabilities, the whole deal.
Because a breach could be catastrophic for a brand.
Right? Oh, yeah. Destroys trust. And that's incredibly hard to rebuild.
So we've got those four pillars, functionality, performance, usability, security. But when it comes to mobile e-commerce, is there anything extra tricky about testing compared to, say, other kinds of apps?
There are definitely some unique challenges. I think the biggest one is just the sheer variety of devices out there. You've got Android phones, iPhones, tablets, all with different screen sizes, resolutions, operating systems.
And your app has to look good and function perfectly on all of them.
Yep. Every single one. Then on top of that, you've got the whole network thing. People use these apps on Wi-Fi, 4G, sometimes even slower connections if they're, out in the sticks.
So you're testing for all these different scenarios.
Exactly.
Okay, so given all that complexity, where do you even start? What are some tips for doing end-to-end testing effectively in this space?
Well, you can't test everything all at once, so you got to prioritize. Focus on the user flows that are most critical for making money, like the checkout process. Because if that's broken, you're losing sales immediately.
Makes sense.
And wherever possible, automate those tests. It frees up your team to focus on those more complex, harder to automate scenarios.
But isn't there a risk, though, that automation might miss those weird edge cases? Like the way a real person might use the app that you didn't anticipate.
Oh, absolutely. Automation's great for efficiency, but it's not a silver bullet. Yeah. You still need to do real device testing.
Right, because emulators and simulators, they can only get you so far.
Exactly. They're good for initial testing, but they don't fully mimic, like, battery life, processing power, those real-world hiccups that can happen on a physical device.
It really sounds like you can't afford to skimp on this stuff, you know, when it comes to these e-commerce apps. The stakes are just too high.
I agree, 100%. A smooth, reliable, and secure mobile shopping experience, it's the expectation now, not a bonus.
Totally. And hey, listeners, next time you're on your favorite shopping app, I challenge you to really pay attention. Are there any moments that feel clunky? Anything that could be better? You might be surprised by what you notice, and it might even give you some insight into where those apps could benefit from some more robust testing.
It's like being a detective for good UX.
Exactly.